Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road to Novi in the Suburban Collection Showplace for MMA, the Michigan Manufacturers Association's I Love Manufacturing Forum. Here's some excerpts.
Any thoughts from the panel on just seeing this feedback? Does it surprise you, not surprise you? Greg, you want to?
Sure, I'll start. So it doesn't surprise me. The one that troubles me a little is the very bottom where it says it would cost too much. The Department of Homeland Security actually has a bunch of resources and tools available to you at no cost. There's downloadable self-directed assessments that can easily be done. We even have, if the need be, we even have a team that actually go out and deploy and do an assessment of systems to include penetration testing and other vulnerability assessments.
And Ray, it really, an area you work in, looks at industrial control systems. So there's the ability for companies in the audience to be able to say, okay, well, we might have thought about IT, but if we haven't thought of our industrial controls, the assessment will help give them some tools to process that, right?
Absolutely. In fact, Lisa had one of them up. It was the CSET tool. Again, it's downloadable and free.
Okay, can we go to the next polling question? Comes up. Ellie, you want to give some thoughts on, in working with Michigan manufacturers, if you've seen that sort of yes, they're doing these self-assessments and resiliency exercises?
The data that we saw on the screen is exactly what we're seeing in the market.
And so, my organization trains employees in cybersecurity for OT. And by OT, we're talking operational technology. So the production equipment on the shop floor as opposed to the computers in the offices. So this is really showing us that probably the majority of the people responding to the poll aren't doing this sort of training. And if we go back to Lisa's comments about, you know, if you don't tell your employees what you expect of them, it's going to be really hard for them to live up to your expectations. You have any thoughts, David, on how important training the employees are?
Yeah, constant amount across pretty much every incident response engagement I've ever done is that the point of compromise is always a human being of some sort. Whether it's clicking on the wrong email or setting something up wrong or just not understanding how the entire ecosystem of networks and computers and devices all interact in their location. So just making people more aware of that makes you infinitely more secure.
And if we could do our final polling question. How many cyber attacks campaigns or attempted hacks do you see per month? So Lisa, in her presentation, said that every minute of every day, there's somebody trying to get in, for some reason, into GM. And I'm sure the panel will agree that the most troubling one is the I don't know. Because if you don't know that somebody's trying to break in, then how do you stop that, right? So, Elliot, when in your discussions with companies in Michigan, are they just not aware that this is a problem for them?
I think it relates back to what Lisa talked about, and that is the executive sponsorship. So, to that executive level, do companies really know, or the executives know, what's really occurring in their industry? And I would agree with the poll down here that the answer is, I really don't know. And so, in order to get activity to move requires that executive sponsorship. And let's face reality, cybersecurity is just a form of risk management. And so we pay attention to our physical security of our facility, but sometimes we don't understand what cyber threats really mean.
So Greg, tell us, you know, I imagine that a lot of people in the audience say, Department of Homeland Security, okay, I'm a manufacturer. I don't even know why I would need to know who you are. Why would you even be providing me tools? And what can you do for me? So can you talk a little bit about your work with the critical manufacturing infrastructure and how you interact with companies? Because I guess most of them don't even know you exist.
So that question could take all day long. But I'll give you kind of the short answer. So within the Department of Homeland Security, we have a cybersecurity communications division. I'm sorry, Office of Cybersecurity Communications. And they're the ones who are building all of these tools. I, by no means, am an expert capable of doing that, nor is my team. But we actually employ people to do that, and they are the experts. And so we're charged with the federal government's cybersecurity. And that's what that office does. From a manufacturing perspective, we care a lot about, like Lisa was saying earlier, supply chain issues. We have done work with the Department of Energy, and we're looking at devices and switches that go into our grid. And are the devices which are manufactured, do they have vulnerabilities on the floor? And do they actually, when they get to the grid, are they the ones that we're intended to do? And so through that, we've discovered, hey, are there ways for us to make, or ways for us to identify indicators that cybersecurity best practices are being implemented in the supply chain? So we think there are, and there's a company, not a company, an organization, it's called Vendors.
We'll be back with more from the MMA, the Michigan Manufacturers Association's I Love Manufacturing Forum on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.